I'm dating coach and relationship expert Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things dating and relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what the hell was that? No worries, I've got you, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Here you are at midlife. Your boobs have entered a new zip code. You have jeans older than your daughter's new fiance. And now you're single again. But is that cause for a crisis? Hell no. It's time to pick yourself up, buttercup. Whether you're freshly unhitched, just dipping your toesies back into the dating pool, or ready to dive into a new relationship, my new book, Midlife Priceless, A Dating Coach's Guide to Finally Doing Relationships Right, has you covered with new dating and relationship advice tailored to meet you wherever you are in your relationship journey. Join me, Jennifer Hurwitz, author of best-selling books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, as I share BS-free tips and laugh out loud personal anecdotes to help set you on the path toward finally doing dating and relationships right. Grab your copy of my new book, Midlife Priceless, at jenniferhurwitz.com. That's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and I'm your host every, you guys, I say the same thing every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever I decide to do this and show up, but I'm here today. And if you're watching, you can see the gorgeous Miss Marie. Hello, Miss Marie. How are you, darling?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so glad you're finally here. Miss Marie is here. She's a relationship expert for single moms. And we're going to talk about this. I stalked you and I had to have you on my show, because I think you're awesome. And I think what you do is like bullshit free. And I love that, because as you know, I'm also bullshit free, but you're really bullshit free. You're like, I'm not messing around, right? I'm like, I think you're awesome. And I canceled on you a couple times and I'm so sorry for that, but you're here now and I'm just glad to have you, because we're going to talk about, I have lots of questions for you. But the major question I have is, because I'm going to be honest, before I saw your amazing Instagram and all of your content and I stalked you, I was like, oh, divorce mom, whatever. But a single mom and a divorce mom are not really the same.
Right. Yeah, there okay. is a difference.
But wait, before you start, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start this? Where did this come from, this amazingness that you do?
Yeah. So I started out as a licensed professional counselor. I actually saw something hilarious yesterday. It was a reel. And it was calling therapists out and basically saying childhood trauma led you to become a helper. And I was like, oh, okay, that like, hurt ouch. A little bit. Yeah, but also cracking up. So I have that sort of background where it's like, I don't want to call it, my parents have grown a lot, right? And like things are a lot different now, but they weren't necessarily emotionally available when I was growing up. And so I, for that, everywhere else, and wasn't good at finding it because I didn't know what it looked like. So I became a therapist. I wanted to know why people were the way that they were and stuff like that. And that grew into really honing in on relationships and stuff. Like, I'm obsessed with love and relationships. I've seen like all the Love Island. I can adopt like the personality of the host. His last name is escaping me, but Ian. Yeah, I'm currently watching the third season of Love is Blind. I love that stuff. I love watching the dynamic.
I finished it. I'm not going to tell you. Did you finish it?
I'm almost done. I'm on Alexa and Brennan. They just had their outcome. I'm not going to spoil it.
Yes. Yes. Don't spoil it. But yeah, yeah.
I will not. With that sort of came, like, I love that stuff, but there's a reason for it, right? Like, I come from my first real relationship outside of high school was with my kid's dad. He like messaged me the night of my 18th birthday. He didn't know that. And back then I had a feeling it was his, like, that he copied and pasted. Back then Pharrell had followed me earlier that year. Pharrell Williams, the producer, the amazing. I'm a super fan. And so he found me on Twitter because I was like mentioning him and I was like, I'm a super fan. Da, 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 da. I listen to this song every single day. And then he followed me after that one. And so my kid's dad is a producer.
Oh. If you can't see, because we don't do
that.
Those were air quotes around Miss Marie. We see the air quotes.
Air quotes, a producer, and a very dramatic eye roll.
First of all, you said when you were 18, you look 18, Miss Marie. You look 18. You don't have to give away your age, but you said when I was 18, I'm like, oh, this girl can't be older than.
Yeah, no, that was a while ago. And yeah, so I'm pretty sure he followed me because of that and copied it and pasted this. It was like, hey, you're cute. Okay, bye. And I think he just copied and pasted that like down his Twitter, like whoever he thought was cute on Twitter. But I was so starved for love that I went with it. And that is like a microcosm of the rest of our relationship. And so it was toxic. And he wasn't the only one. Like I also had, because I was so hungry for love, thirsty for love, thirsty for that attention, I engaged in a lot of like, I would do whatever I needed. If I needed to start a fight to get somebody's attention,
that's what I did.
Start a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't even conscious. So. It's not like, I need to start a fight right now. It was just like, yes, wait, I know. What like, have I done?
Things blow like, up and we're like, oh, but look at the attention I got. Yeah. But you didn't mean,
Yeah. It's like, at least he's paying attention to me now. But the real issue was that I picked someone who wasn't emotionally available to give me attention unless it was that. And so with that, coming out of that, we were together for 7 years almost, had my daughter, had my son. And then 8 weeks later, because of a series of unfortunate events, he had to move back to his home state. And within a week, I caught him about to cheat. So I broke up with him. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And then in looking back, I don't know if you've ever experienced it when you're wearing those rose colored glasses and then something happens and they get shattered and then you see every other thing that was bad.
Of course, that's how it always happens, honey. Right. You're like, oh, man. Right.
Yes. Yeah. And so I had to put the pieces back together, the pieces of me. I distinctly remember he was like gaslighting and blaming me and saying like, this isn't even something to break up about. He's like, why are you really doing this? I'm like, I don't know who I am. I have no idea who I am outside of this relationship. It has completely absorbed all of anything that I was. And now I have to put the pieces back together. And so it was difficult to walk away, but I did. And then started dating. That was weird because I didn't know how to do that. I had no idea. Like we got together when I was 18 and then dating apps weren't really a thing then. And it's like, what? And so the first time I got ghosted, it felt like someone like,
right?
Stabbed
like
me.
Ripped my heart out. I was like, wait, well, it was worse than my divorce. I think dating after divorce, yeah. The first breakup I had, I felt like it was like someone had died. It was worse than my divorce.
Yeah. It's like all that stuff came back, but like you put so much hope into the new person because yes. You're carrying yes, all the past
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's just like double. So, and then a few months later, my best friend died.
Oh,
and she was also, this is why I'm so passionate about working with single moms. She was actually in the process of a divorce and it just got so messy and she couldn't handle it.
Anymore. Oh no, so, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I like, that's
your path.
That's my thing. That's my passion. And it wasn't always like that. I used to be terrified of it because there was so much trauma involved in just losing her in that way. Cause we were supporting each other through the same thing.
I'm so sorry. That is just did she have babies?
She did. She had little ones. I actually ran into them accidentally like a year ago. Just my son almost ran into her son. And then I heard her ex-husband's voice calling after him. And I was like, that just sounds so familiar. Why does that sound so familiar? And then I looked at the babies. They had a mask on, but they have like this really pretty red, like almost red. It's like a sandy blonde with like a little bit of red in it hair. And I was like, those are her babies.
Aww, that's like, her mama. That's your friend's.
Beautiful. They look healthy. I don't know how everything is going, but they look healthy.
Breaks my heart. It's like, but you have a reason for doing it, which is even.
Yeah, it does. My thing is, I also know my lane, right? Like technically I'm a therapist, but because of what happened with her, I'm very sensitive to trauma. And like, I don't want to work in that kind of trauma. Like if someone presents with, you know, suicidal thoughts or anything like that, I'm like, I'm going to refer you.
Yeah, always.
I can't be present with you.
No.
Because
right.
I'm low key terrified.
Yeah. Me too.
And so my lane is love and relationships. Love that stuff. Can talk about it all day. Do talk about it all day. And so that does have an impact on someone's overall wellness. And so that's how I do that. But with that happening, not only is it sort of like my reason for doing things, that just put me in a deeper hole and I had to dig myself out of that one too. And so dating with that, right? Not only the loss, because what people don't realize is when you break up with someone that you've been with for a long time, or when you divorce from someone, that's grief. You're grieving. It's like they died, even though they're still there.
And you know what's crazy too, Ms. Marie, is that, you know, we understand it because we've gone through it, right? Divorced people, and it's the grief process, right? But married people, people that are in relation, that are actually in relationship, that don't go through it, they don't understand. So then you're trying to go through the grief, and then you have to explain it to them, and then they don't understand. And then it's like that whole process of like, okay, I'm going through it myself, but now you don't get it. It's exhausting. The whole thing is exhausting.
Yeah, it is exhausting. And it feels like, is it me? Am I the problem? Am I being dramatic here?
Right.
No, I lost friends.
I mean, people thought it was contagious. They're like, don't go near her. She'll rub off on you. I mean, that's why I wrote 3 books about it. I was like, someone's got to listen to me. I just handed out the books. I'm like, here, don't come near me unless you read this.
I love that. So it's hard, and people on average don't understand it unless they go through it. And then sometimes people who've gone through it, they are so like in their own bubble. It's like a self-protection thing where they just sort of project onto you and like lash out about it. Like I recently posted my reaction to my kid's dad having a baby. There's so many people on there who are like super supportive, and they're like, I'm going through the same thing. I'm like, that sucks that you're going through the same thing, but like, I'm glad that you feel validated by this. But then there were like single moms on there, or divorced moms on there, who were just like, stop crying. Like, you're just doing this for attention. Yeah.
It can be a really,
it wasn't for you.
And I said, I love that toxic positivity bullshit too, where people are like, it could be worse. You're like, fuck no. I mean, really? Like, okay. Or, you know, get up, you'll be fine. Everything happens for a reason. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, enough of that bullshit. You know, you need to feel it, go through the feels and people need to either be quiet and let you do your thing or, you know, it's I saw that. I was like, holy shit. I mean, it's off. I mean, okay, y'all, we need to talk about the holidays and divorce. It's a stressful time for families, especially when alcohol is involved, and our friends at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink has teamed up with divorce and family law experts to provide information that offers peace of mind during the holidays. For those who still haven't heard about SoberLink, it is the solution if you are going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol. Whether you are falsely accused of alcohol use or are concerned about your child's safety because of the other parent's alcohol use, SoberLink can help. SoberLink works to keep children safe, and its technology makes it a gold standard in alcohol monitoring systems. Don't miss out on SoberLink's free guide for the upcoming holiday season. Request it today at www.soberlink.com/DRR. That's soberlink.com.
Yeah. And like, I would absolutely love it if he were doing what he was supposed to do for my kids.
Right. Explain that. Right. I don't think if my listeners don't understand what went on, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh yeah. So, my kid's dad randomly one morning, actually, no, the day after my birthday, I think he did it on purpose because he wished me a happy birthday the night before and I didn't respond because I don't talk to him unless it's about the kids. Because he gets manipulative. And so he texted me, letting me know that his fiance had a baby.
Just out of nowhere, just like, hello, hi, good morning.
Out of, yes,
I would
literally.
I don't know what I would, oh my God. How your reaction, I mean, it's completely normal. Your reaction was, right?
Yeah. I mean, at first I was like, okay, great. Like, he's not going to come around at tax time and try to like get back with me or whatever. He comes around every year in like January and he's like, hey, like, I still love you. And I'm like, I still don't love you. Like, but maybe he won't do that this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, a baby, the kids would be excited to have a little sibling. And that's where I went at first.
Okay. That's,
but I felt the anger brewing and I was like, why am I angry about this? And so it hit me on my drive to work. I have a very long drive to work.
And you unpacked it and you're like, I know why I'm angry.
Yeah. I'm angry because he's making more and he doesn't take care of the ones that he has. If he took care of the ones that he has,
be one thing.
I'd be so happy for him. I'd be happy for my kids. It's hard to quantify this because he's inconsistent about it. But this year during the summer, their grandmother took them for 3 weeks down in Georgia. And he visited with them for a couple of days and then like went about his life. And now I know why. It would be nice if like I could send them to him for the summer or like vice versa. He could send the baby up. Like, I would love to have a happy blended family. That's just not the case. And so it's upsetting. It's upsetting. And now my kids sort of have to either watch him take care of this one and wonder why he doesn't take care of them.
Of course.
Or this baby is going to go through what my kids went through, which also sucks.
Right. It's like, there's no winning here. It's like,
unless he gets it together. There's always that like 1% chance that like he gets it together. But
well, so that leads back to the whole thing, if you don't mind me circling back for a minute, is that that's the difference between a single mom, a divorced mom who has support, right? And being a single mom and you have very little support or no support, or the dad's not involved, or right? So like, you know, on, especially on social media, which I think is just an absolute shit show. If, you know, like, you got that post the other day and people are saying negative things. I think people just are so quick to punch and say rude things and assume that they just bullshit, right? So then, but they don't know what you're living. They don't know what's going on. Right. And I think the opposite way too, people are like, oh, well, Maya, like me, like I was, to be perfectly honest, I was like, oh, you know, and it's real easy to have a blended family and it's singing la, 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 and it's so great. And my husband and I are best friends. And then I'm like, holy shit, Jen, I saw your stuff. And I'm like, hello, wake up call. Like, not everyone has, you see what I'm saying? So I just appreciate you being here and sharing with everybody. Cause it's very different. You know, it is. And so share with us, please. I mean, cause you work with single moms, I mean, who are struggling.
Yeah.
Can't even go on a date because you have your kids the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I used to live with my family, so they were helpful, but they were also sort of, there's like that judgmental, like, oh, are you going on a date and you want us to watch your kids on a date? Like, no. So it's like, either I could tell them where I was going.
Right. Or make it up something.
Make something up and lie. Or just straight up not tell them where I was going.
You're like, see ya.
Or date during the day, right?
Oh, sometimes okay.
Dating, like, okay, I have a lunch break. Let me go on a date during lunch. Or, you know, if you've got some, I was going to say some, but a lot of single moms work too part-time jobs or two, you know, there's like a substantial break between, but your kids may still be in school during that time, whatever that time is, doing dates during that time. But what else? I think there needs to be a lot of flexibility in your mindset around what a date is supposed to look like as a single mom. Because you just can't do everything that someone who has a predictable schedule does. And a lot of single moms, you know, maybe they do have like the every other weekend thing set up. And so it's like, yeah, I can only go on a date every 2 weeks and I have to find someone who's okay with that.
And I think that people have to understand that you can really only go every, it, like some guys, especially with me, like I had week on, week off or every other, and some guys were like, well, what do you mean you can't go to, you know, out on dinner? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I have my kids. When I have my kids, I don't leave them because I only get them 50% of their lives, right? So you're right. Like guys have to, for my case, guys have to understand that they have to be flexible on the other side, right? Because a lot of times both ways it's difficult. Like, you know, you're trying to give up. And then sometimes if you only have a weekend to yourself, maybe you don't want to go on a date. Maybe you want to, there's stuff that you want to do for you.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
I don't want to go out with that guy for dinner, especially if it's a first date and you're like, fuck, do I want to waste my time with this guy? Or do I want to watch Netflix?
Well, that's another thing. It's like, it takes so much to, you know, let's say you choose to hire a sitter, or if you are relying on friends and family, a lot of times it's like you feel that, not necessarily guilt, but like the obligation to sort of stay within a certain time frame.
Right. You're always looking
at it. And I sucked at that when I first started dating. I'd be like, yeah, I'll be gone for about 4 hours. And then it would be like 8 hours
two days. You're like, you're fine. You got him.
Yeah. And it was like I knew, but I couldn't stop myself because the freedom.
Oh, you were so happy to be. I know. I can imagine.
I had it. And, you know, with the baby too, oh my gosh. Like, it was. And so it's definitely not something that it's like, okay, this is exactly how it's going to look. You have to have a lot of like mindset flexibility, not just in how you go about it, but in how you will actually respond to how it goes. So, you know, you go out on a date. It's not always what you expect. The dating is just not what you expect. I was in a relationship with a couple of guys who were like, yeah, single mom, you got kids. I like kids. Yeah. I can handle it.
Yeah.
And then break up because of the kids. Why did you waste all of our time?
Wait, so what do you do in that situation? Like, what do you tell your clients? Like, I think it's different than what I've told my, but like, you're right. You don't want to waste your time, but how can you weed those people out? Like, do you talk about it up front with them? Like, look, I have kids. I'm like a full-time mom, and don't fucking waste my time.
Yeah.
Like that's what I would do.
I say put it in your profile. Like that's in my dating profile.
Good for you.
Well,
yes.
It was.
You're like, he's back there. I don't want to.
Right? <You're> like, no, he's great. He's like,
get him over here. Does he like amazing kids? I'll give him. I'll have a talking to. Get him over here. I love it. I would love it. Does he want to talk?
Hey, come here,
please.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm Jennifer.
Likewise. Nice.
I like Miss Marie.
She's amazing. Good.
Oh, please. Be kind to her.
Top tier. Oh, I will. For sure.
Okay, good. I'm going to give you a little. You like kids? We need to make sure.
Love kids.
Oh, yeah. See. Okay. How long have you guys been together?
Since July.
Oh, yeah. A long time. Okay, good. Yeah. I like this. I'm happy. This is doing relationships right, everybody. See, we've got doing relationships right here. I've never had a couple on before.
Sweet.
Awesome. Good. I could talk to you. Yeah. Sit down. Wait, tell me your name again.
Hello, Butcher.
My name is CJ.
CJ, let's ask you guys some questions. Let's do this. How fun is this? My editor's like, Jennifer, this is not in the program. So you guys met, did you meet on an app online? Could I get personal? I don't want to. How did you meet?
I'm open.
Yeah, I'm open too.
Oh, yeah.
We met on Hinge.
Oh, my God, my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think most of my clients use Hinge.
Yeah.
And they like it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I like it. Hinge is good. And so you date, and then immediately in your profile, Marie, it said that you had kids. You were a single mom.
Yeah, 100%.
And you had no problem, CJ.
No, not at all.
Oh my God, so nice. Well, she's so beautiful. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You're like, look, I don't care. I love it. I love it. Okay, so and then what happened? You dated. How long did you date? You went on to shoot. Did you like love at first sight or what?
Yeah, I mean, so we clicked like really fast.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
I think when you, this is what I teach my clients,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
When you get super duper clear on what you want, when it's in front of your face, it's like, like I'm good. Like I got it. But if you don't know, there's a lot of like guessing and all of that stuff when you meet things that are things. When you meet people who are not exactly what you want, but a little bit what you want. And you know, there's a lot of time spent there. I won't say time wasted because you learn, but it's a lot of time spent in that space.
I bet we coach the same. I bet you and I probably coach a lot alike.
Yeah.
I probably, right? It's so funny.
I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Did you know that she was a coach up front? Were you like, I'm not going out with a dating coach or the relationship coach?
Well, I mean, she had mentioned it and I just was like, awesome. I'm very a positive intent person. So I don't really I just am like, hey, cool. That's what you got to do. I've fluctuated jobs pretty much my entire career, and my career originated with working with people and kids. So I just was like, cool. Sweet.
You guys, this is so good. I love this. Yeah, because sometimes when people date me and they're like, I'm not, no, she's going to relationship coach me through this.
Yeah, I got a couple people like that in there. They're like, are you going to read me? Are you going to? And I'm like, I mean, if you say something's crazy, I might have you on my page. Don't say something crazy.
If you're right, they're like, what's your attachment style? And you're like, I'm like, do the work. I love it. So then you guys dated for a while, and then it was it. You guys just knew?
Yeah. So we didn't really date that long, but so making time, right? My day job, I had a lot of free time because I was in a school, and I didn't have a caseload yet. So there was nobody to see. So I would go in, I would spend some time doing whatever I had to do and what I could do, but I had a lot of time left. So we would meet up. So it was like accelerated dating, but I had to be flexible in my mindset. Not like, oh, I need to sit here and do nothing for the rest of the day until 2:40. Like, no, I'm gonna go. So we did that for about a month and a half. And then he did this like a cute, elaborate, like he was writing me little poems. And
y'all are making me happy. This is like the best. This is the best episode yet. Yay!
And gave me like one a week ish. So he's an Aries. He's impatient.
Yeah, Aries. That was my ex boyfriend. Was an Aries.
Most of mine are Leos.
Okay. Oh, really? Leos. Mine are Leo. Geminis for some reason. I got a lot of Gemini men around me. I'm a Libra. Yeah. What are you? When's your birthday?
October 17th.
On the 12th. That's why I like you so much.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. No, literally, it makes so much sense.
I know, totally.
and then the last one was like a long poem. It was also the first time we went out and I brought my kids along. We went to a park. We were hanging out. We had a cute little picnic and the kids were playing. And then my daughter came over right when he handed me like a piece of paper asking me to be his girlfriend. And it was sort of awkward because she was just like sitting there like smacking on chips. She's 8 now. She was 7 then. It was so cute. But I was like, go play in my head. I was patiently waiting for her to go play because I'd read it and I wanted to respond, but I couldn't respond yet because she was right there. And so finally she went back to play and
And that's it. The rest is okay. So no, we'll do like a check-in in a year and we'll see where you guys are.
That would be great.
You guys will come back and I bet you it's good news.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Oh, look at that. He's like, okay, Jennifer, that's right. I'll put your money where that's right. Okay, CJ, I'm gonna hold you to it. You'll come back on my show. You know, I only have 250,000 people listening right now, so no pressure.
No big.
I love it. Thank you for being here, CJ. I appreciate you.
Of course.
You're adorable. Now I'm gonna have to do videos so I can show everyone your beautiful faces. Okay, Miss Marie, so tell me something else. Where can everybody find you? Because I don't want to I don't want to mess this up. Because, okay, yeah, you tell everybody because you're dating coach, relationship, everything coach.
Yes.
I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah. So I offer two different services. I offer dating relationship coaching for single moms. And I'm using single very loosely because I find that a lot of single moms are in relationships or like newly in relationships, never been married per se, but are recognizing that there's a pattern and they want to change that pattern and they still identify as a single mom. And so if you're in that camp, if you're having relationship issues and you want to fix them, or if you are a single mom and you're afraid to date or you just don't know how to date or whatever it is that's stopping you from dating and break through that barrier, I do dating relationship coaching. If you are looking for that, you can find me on Instagram. Hey, Miss Marie. Hey is spelled with 2 Y's.
That's why I couldn't find you yesterday. We follow each other and I'm like, why can't I find you anywhere? I was like, and then I just put it.
Yeah, I changed it a bit recently. And then Also, I have a website that is heyonewhymissmarie.co.
It'll all be in the show notes. I'm going to put it, Sienna, put everything in the show notes for me, honey.
Okay, awesome. And then I also, I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Maryland. And I do see couples for therapy. I do an attachment. Well, you know what? I'm not going to get into all that.
Okay,
if you're interested in that, definitely reach out.
Are you in Maryland? Where in Maryland? Okay, I'm going to come up there. We'll do like a book something and we'll do like a we'll do like a coaching. I don't know. You're so fun.
I'd love to use it.
We'll do something. But I'll come fly up there and we'll do a little something. I don't know. Think about it.
Awesome.
Anyways, so I just love you. I was going to almost mess that up. I love you, Miss Bree. I just love you. I think you're awesome. CJ, you're awesome too. Thank you. Okay, so everything's going to be in the show notes. And I appreciate you being here and being patient with me for
Thank
all
you
that
so
time.
Much for having
and
me.
You're just a doll. And, everybody, if you need any help as a single mom. So Miss Marie, I'm going to send my single mom clients to you because I work with divorced moms, you know, over who are like in their 50s because I'm old. And I think that single mom, I am so old. I turned 50 last week. I mean, on our birthday.
That's amazing. You don't look it and you don't like when I think of 50, it's like.
It's a grandma, right? I don't know. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Okay, but I'm going to seriously, but like, you know, my book is Midlife Priceless, but I work with like whatever. So if I have single mamas coming to me, they're going to come to you. So I think you rock.
Well, thank you. And I'm happy to work with them.
I love your bullshit free attitude. I think you're awesome. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Everyone else, you know where to find me, jenniferhurwitz.com. Get my new book, Midlife Priceless. And I don't know, just do something fun today. Do something for yourself. Go find a cute boy and go to the park and have him write you love letters. Yay, I love it. Okay. Everyone else, that's all. And you can download everything and find me, jenniferhurwitz.com. I already said that. And peace, love, and so much truth. Have a fabulous day. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you enjoyed the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And please grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on my website, jenniferhurwitz.com. And look out for my new book, All About Doing Dating Right, coming soon. As usual, thanks for listening. See you next week. Peace, love, and truth.